We kind of next thing on our agenda was a ranch manager report, and I think Ole's still peeling potatoes and getting some food. So while we buy him a little bit of time, and before we go on to, I was going to turn it over to Dirk for a little update and explanation on our ranch house addition remodel project. But before we do, I want to just kind of go back and give a little history. Most of you may, or maybe not most of you, but some of you may be saying, well, wait a minute, how did these guys even end up on the board? We started out a year ago, and you guys probably have to help me remember, but the board consisted of myself, Kansas Bose, you're one of the new additions, John Southwick,
John Martin was on.
John Martin, Ken Lent.
Well, I wasn't on last year.
The annual meeting last year, the new people that came on, or the people that left that meeting as board members, was myself, Candace, John Martin, Ken Lent,
Nancy Byrne.
And Bob Becker. That was the six, and we were shy one. We ran that way for a few months through the end of the year and started putting together our budget, and the end of the first of the year, still, actually at that time we had the ranch manager family up here with the Peebleys. Shortly after the annual meeting, we had a falling out there and a sheriff on site and all kind of good stuff, but after a little trip to jail and some crime scene tape to rent. Anyway, they were down the road, and we were in the search again for a ranch manager. Most of you probably have met Ole. Hopefully you were here early enough in the year. You met his wife, Kenda, and their kids. They have 8 children. They brought with them not only the wife and 8 kids, but father and mother that were here and did quite a bit of work through the summer, and a friend, Linda Shelton, that did quite a bit of help throughout the summer season. So we're really appreciative of them. Not long after they came on board, Candace Bose, who was our president, resigned because of health complications and things going on in her life that just didn't allow her to be here anymore, and we're glad for her service. We want to make sure that we appreciate her and what she did, and I know many of you, if you have a chance, to give her some thanks for being a part of our ranch. They have been up here, she and Joe, both this summer a couple of times, and we've talked quite a bit. They've been a good support and help on trying to continue on in keeping the ranch going in a positive direction. Not terribly long ago, John Martin, who served faithfully and came to all our meetings, had to resign for health reasons, and this is his first time back to the ranch. And we're glad that he was able to make the trip and hope that he gets feeling better. We appreciate him and his willingness to come and do his darndest to help us out. We've all been... I thought of it earlier about taking people out on a horse ride on a string of horses. We're all kind of horses, and some of us have a burr under our saddle, or some of us are a little less broke than others, and some are good just to get us moving in the same direction. And that's, our board wasn't all the same brown colored horse, or the same pinto colored horse, or the same Appaloosa or Palomino, but we were all this year, I think, going at least on the same trail, maybe even at a little bit different pace than one another, but at least we're headed in the same direction. And so that's what we're trying to continue on with, some plans in place for the next board to keep going down the same road, and with help from the members. I wanted to mention a few. Bob Becker was on the board and was unable to be here today because he's off goofing off. No excuse for Bob. I want you to give him a hard time. Forgot Nancy resigned. She just was unable to really come from California.
California.
And even at our best attempts to make telecommunications and that kind of meeting, it's still... It's hard to have a board meeting and make something work when you're only communicating by telephone or through emails. There's got to be a certain amount of eyeball to eyeball Do you understand me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm not saying that to you guys. This is what we do to each other. You know, Dustin's saying one thing and it's going right over my head unless he's looking at me and I'm going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So how did you get new board members?
So we went. There was also kind of the controversy of we didn't actually have a vote to vote people into office, and that stirred some people up. So we held a special meeting. You all got notices. There were... Dustin Hollis's name was added to, as a candidate. John Southwick, Dirk Clayson, and is that it?
That's it. Three added.
Anyway, we had the vote and got a board in office.
John and Bob already on
right.
The so we needed three more.
So we moved forward with that. When John resigned 2 months ago, we just felt that it was. You know, so close to the annual meeting, no sense in sidetracking and taking time to try to fill that spot or even appoint somebody or have another little vote. We'd write it out. So John Southwick's been picking up the extra slack for John.
I've been asking too. So I was AWOL for a couple months.
He's been fighting fires, keeping our country from burning to the ground. But nevertheless, that's where we're at today. It wouldn't have happened without help and cooperation from all of you as members and certain ones in particular that have actually put time in on the ground. And I know a lot of you have, and so don't be offended if I don't mention your name and throw you a bouquet, but
I'm extremely
hurt. What's that?
I'm extremely hurt.
I'm sorry. As always, for the past several years, I would say Brett Fulmer has headed up the charge. He's filled in tight spots for any and every position with the ranch, and we do appreciate him. His time, effort, money, muscle, whatever.
Like a brain.
Thank you. Yeah. Smiling too.
And like I said, Bob Becker's not here today, but he has served very well as a board member and put in a lot of personal effort and time physically here on the ranch. Ken Lent, John Southwick, Dustin Hollis, Vance Green. Vance is another non-board member that's put in a lot of... we expect... And maybe unrightly so, board members to do a little more because they're the board members. And I want to kind of break all of you from that habit. Just because somebody's stupid enough to be willing to be on the board does not automatically buy them an extra sentence, life sentence of work. You know, we are willing to spend a little more time helping you, helping us do it all together. But Vance, as a non-board member, has offered a lot of help and expertise in many different fields through the computer and website and helping us keep things on track there, but also here on the grounds with specialty devices and equipment that would save me or Brent or anybody from digging a lot of poop. So we appreciate him. I already mentioned Ole and Kenda and their family. I think that they, you know, we're going in the right direction of the things we want to create here at the ranch and the right personnel. So I want to ask everybody as members to think of yourself as a member of the team, not a pampered guest. If there's a problem, be a part of the solution to get it fixed, not just part of a, well, why aren't you doing this? Or why aren't you doing that? Well, I'm not doing it because I got one or two other things to do in life. But with that little time-wasting consumption, I will turn a little... Linda,
yes. You might want to mention Barbara, too.
Barbara has been a...
integral member.
Invaluable, is that the right word?
Yes, yes.
Invaluable member, a resource of history, expertise. How do we, you know, every time we get to a meeting and we're like, well, what do we even print up? I don't know, call Barbara, email Barbara, see what she's got. And she's been very willing to help out, and I'm sure will continue to do so. She'll be Taylor's.
She married into it for this year.
Yeah. and like I said, there's a dozen others, the thing that's been amazing to me this year is I have met 10 or 12 people at Deer Springs that I either totally forgot they still owned a lot at Deer Springs, or they're new, bought in, or somebody I didn't recognize or realize. I mean, I hate to say it, but even you look at the 7 candidates for board positions, there's a couple of guys on that list that if you were sitting in this room, I couldn't tell you which one you are. I mean, I can tell you who you're not. I know that's Brent Fulmer. So that, you know.